Hello and welcome to this week's edition of HealthBeat Chiropractic Online, today's health news and informational podcast. In this week's news, we'll be looking at chronic back pain and persistence of pain behaviors, and finally a story about plyometric training in older adults. For HealthBeat, wishing everyone a safe and warm week, this is Dr. Todd Eglow. Welcome to HealthBeat podcast number 661, recorded February 1st, 2019. HealthBeat is Chiropractic Online, today's radio program, providing current news and commentary about chiropractic and health. This week's episode is sponsored by Da Vinci Laboratories. Please surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the Da Vinci link for your health and nutritional needs. We also would appreciate your passing the word of our podcasts to your friends and colleagues. Please let everyone know how easy it is to subscribe via the Apple iTunes podcast directory. If you are interested in creating personalized HealthBeat podcasts for your office or website to help you attract new patients, please surf to our website and send us an email or Skype us by typing in HealthBeat, all in small letters. We are always looking to expand our interactivity with you, our loyal health community. If you would like to be kept up to date with current events about health, technology, and me, Dr. Todd Eglow, feel free to surf to twitter.com/teglow, that's T-E-G-L-O-W, and click on the follow link. As always, a big thank you to our COT HealthBeat listener community. This podcast is made available through the generous donations we receive and greatly appreciate. If you could remember to surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the PayPal link to make a monthly donation, this would be greatly appreciated. And now for some news. The primary purpose of a recent study published in the journal Pain was to examine the temporal stability of communicative and protective pain behaviors in patients with chronic back pain. The study also examined whether the stability of pain behaviors could be accounted for by patients' levels of pain severity, catastrophizing, or fear of movement. Consistent with previous studies, the results provided evidence for the stability of pain behaviors in patients with chronic pain. The analyses indicated that communicative and protective pain behavior scores did not change significantly from baseline to follow-up. The results of hierarchical multiple regression analyses further showed that pain behaviors remain stable over time, even when accounting for patients' levels of pain severity. The discussion also addresses how treatment interventions specifically aimed at targeting pain behaviors might help to augment the overall impact of pain and disability management programs. So after our show notes for links. The objective of a recent systematic review published in the journal Sports Medicine was to evaluate the safety and efficacy of plyometric training in older adults. The aging process is associated with a progressive decline of neuromuscular function, increased risk of falls and fractures, impaired functional performance, and loss of independence. Plyometric training may mitigate or even reverse such age-related deterioration. However, little research on the effects of plyometric exercises has been performed in older adults. The study concluded that plyometric training is a feasible and safe training option with potential for improving various performance, functional, and health-related outcomes in older persons. As always, discuss all exercise-related advice with your qualified healthcare professional. Surf to our show notes for links. As always, please surf to our podcast show notes located at chiropracticradio.com for a full listing of web references mentioned in today's show. And remember, COT's HealthBeat always recommends discussing any nutritional, exercise, or other lifestyle modifications with a qualified healthcare professional. Thank you for listening. As always, we want to hear from you. Please send us your emails. Simply surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the email link. You can also leave us your voicemail. Simply open up your Skype client and type in HealthBeat, all in small letters. If you have an idea for a future health segment, please feel free to contact me directly. Surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. We also would appreciate your vote at PodcastAlley.com. If you are enjoying these podcasts, please surf to our HealthBeat homepage and click on the Podcast Alley link. If you have a website for your practice and you'd like to add content to help you attract more patients, please consider adding a personalized HealthBeat segment to your site. Many listeners and subscribers are finding this useful content addition to their office's website. For more information, again, surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. While at our website, please remember to consider making a donation to help keep these podcasts airing. Listener support, such as yours via our PayPal link, does help in allowing us to bring you these podcasts weekly. And please remember to support our sponsors by clicking their links, again located at chiropracticradio.com. Finally, I leave you with the following quote from Eckhart Tolle. It is through gratitude for the present moment that the spiritual dimension of life opens up. For Chiropractic Online, today's Health Beat, this has been Dr. Todd Eglow.